This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop here.
Bring back your jobs to Pennsylvania. We're going to bring back steel. Your steel has been stolen from you in this area. Natural gas. The EPA is killing you and killing your companies, and you're losing your jobs. Let me tell you, that's going to be turned around on day one, if I win. On day one. Your jobs are coming back to Pennsylvania, and they're coming back to this area. And that means we're going to take care of our steel workers, and we're going to take care of our miners. Believe me, we're going to take care of them. We laid out a bold, uplifting vision for America. Lower taxes, better trade deals. How can you have worse? And millions of new jobs. But all crooked Hillary could do was talk about small, petty things last night. During the 90 minutes, she was exposed and her failures were exposed. She had no defense. All she could do was lie. She lied so much last night. They don't like to catch her on the lies. I explained how Hillary Clinton oversaw the disasters in Libya, including the drawing of the infamous red line. Remember, she said, oh, I had not. Well, it turned out she was there, by the way. Remember she said she was up there? The red line was actually drawn in August of 2012. No, she was there. She lied about it. She said she wasn't involved in that catastrophe. But that was just one of many. Of course, the moderators didn't call her out, and they didn't call out this lie that she told. Hillary Clinton said she didn't delete her emails after a congressional subpoena, but she did. That was another lie. That was a hard one to believe. How did she say no to that one? The subpoena was sent on March 4th, 2015. Crooked Hillary's emails were bleached and destroyed. Now, nobody bleaches them. You know what? Bleaching was so expensive. It's really a very expensive process. But when you bleach them, it pretty much means they're gone. Although I've always heard you can't get rid of emails. I've been told you can't. I wonder if the NSA has her emails. You think? You think? I don't think they look too hard for her emails. What do you think, folks? You think they look? I don't. I'll tell you, I bet. I don't know this for a fact, but I'll bet within the FBI, you know, you have some of the greatest Americans in the world that are so proud of the FBI, and I'll bet you they are sick to their stomachs at what's happening. Sick to their stomachs.
They can't find emails, but they can find off my comments. You know, go to figure, you know, right? With all this technology, this is hysterical. And, you know, plus with Hillary, and ever since she was injured and had the head injury, you know, she just can't remember things. You know, I couldn't remember. So maybe she couldn't remember the red line. She couldn't remember she was there.
She couldn't remember what the C stood for, right.
Yeah, couldn't remember what the C stood for. I mean, is she not going to remember the nuclear code, for example?
Right.
I mean,
she wants to run for president, right?
Yeah, she's got the nuclear code. I can't remember it. You know, I just can't remember the nuclear code. I mean, how much stuff is she going to forget here? I don't know. I mean, this is, it can only go so far, and then you know, just makes you wonder in the midst of all this stuff. But I guess, you know, it's, you got to take it beyond. I mean, she was the one that gave us plausible deniability after all, right? And so in lieu of plausible deniability, you bleach bit it out, or I just can't remember. I just can't remember what that's.
Deny.
What that scene means. And then she wants to come back, and then she says, with her, you know, out of her mouth, you know, to God's ear, she says, look, and I was Secretary of State. I know about top secret information. Well, that's not what, you know, that's not what you were trying to tell the American people. I mean, it's like, who is, you know, will the real Hillary Clinton stand up? You know, whether it's the private, you know, with her private speech or the public, just give me one. You know, it's just, she morphs. You know, she's just so transformational. She's morphing. It's hard to know who she really is. But, oh, well, you know, the conversation will continue. Thank you for joining us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, if it's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be up to me and you. Bottom-up grassroots movement, without a doubt. That's what Phyllis Schlafly has been saying for years. I'll tell you, she left such a legacy and such an imprint on conservatism. She fought the good fight up to her last breath, and we continue to honor that grand lady. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Jerome Corsi is with us, who received his Ph.D. in political science from Harvard University, currently a senior staff writer for WND.com. And his latest book, Partners in Crime, The Clinton Scheme to Monetize the White House for Personal Profit. Jerome Corsi, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, doing wonderful. Always good to have you here with us, Dr. Corsi. You know, let's talk about the monetization of the White House. I mean, this isn't new under the sun. This is what the Clintons have done time and time again. You know, as I think Trump has been trying to lay at her footstep and get America to understand, is that, you know, Hillary's lived it out loud. I mean, you know, what you see is what you get. I mean, you just have to purposely turn a blind eye to all the scandals and shenanigans that her and Bill have done over the years.
Well, you know, Bill, you got a point. I mean, what my book, Partners in Crime, demonstrates is if you take a look at the financial statements, the audited financial statements, and there are these forms, IRS Form 990s, you have to file every year as a 501c3 or 501c4 foundation. Mm. And, you know, the ones that the Clintons have filed, a top analyst in New York 2 years ago said, if you haven't looked at them, they're totally fraudulent. Mm. And they are. I mean, you can't track the amount of money the Clintons receive, where they get it from, where they spend it. And you've got to ask yourself a fundamental question. I mean, this is enormous is the crime, using a tax-exempt foundation to enrich yourself. You know, it's like fooling donors into thinking they're giving to a charity when only 5% of what the Clintons get in many programs actually ends up spent on the charity purpose. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what the scam here is the Clintons, who come out of the White House saying that they're dead broke and each have a net worth in excess of $100 million, where do the Clintons get the money? The speaking fees don't add up to that, even though they're excessive, you know, millions of dollars speaking fees. You know, they don't add up to $200 or $250 million, nor does the salary for Secretary of State or the pension for a former U.S. president. And where the Clintons got the money is out of the foundation, and the financials show the diversion of the funds, and it's fairly dramatic, you know, buying drugs for HIV in Africa out of India that are known to be defective, discount drugs, delivering them to Africa. They couldn't cure anybody. Mm-hmm. These are the kinds of crimes the Clintons have committed. And yet they get away with it because, you know, the New York State Schneiderman will close down the Trump Foundation over, you know, not filing a proper paper, but the Clinton Foundation in New York doesn't file tax reform, tax notices, and Schneiderman gives them a pass, just like they got a pass on their email.
Just like James Comey. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's absolutely endless. This is why people are so frustrated, because there's the rule of law for us minions, and then there's the rule of law for the Barack Obamas and Hillary Clintons of the world. And it's like, what's wrong with this picture? It's just so frustrating. And, you know, it was interesting, Jerry, the other day I was looking at, you know, these organizations that certify, these charity groups, like the Clinton Foundation. And then you find out that the people that authenticated, and, you know, which they're saying, hey, look, we've been certified, we've got 4 stars as a charity, which is the most you can get. And then you find out that they're on the board of directors and they're on the take from the Clinton Foundation. So, you know.
I mean, that's the part of what the Clintons have done is they built this network, this wealthy network of elites. And they're around the world. Some of them, you know, many of them criminals. I mean, I've written articles about how many criminals the Clintons have had at the Clinton Global Initiative and have allowed to donate to the foundation. I've written articles showing the Clintons are participating in the offshore money laundering. I mean, I point out in Partners in Crime, the Clintons have a shell corporation, WJC LLC, Bill Clinton's initials, William J. Clinton.
Right.
Jefferson Clinton.
Which we saw in the recent email dump that was called the question, as you remember, what WikiLeaks just turned out. So, yes, to reinforce your findings.
And the point is, you know, only criminals have money laundering pass-through accounts and shell corporations.
Right.
It's one of the first signs that, you know, something is going on that's completely illegal. And there's no way we can track. We don't get to track. You know, where the money comes from, where it goes to, because there's no reporting on that shell corporation,
right.
And there's no reporting on any of the key documents you'd expect to find from the Clintons if, in fact, it were legitimately done. This is the problem. It's a complete fraud the way the Clintons have designed this foundation, and they don't have to answer questions. They don't get called up by the IRS. They don't get called up by New York State. My book points out any given state could conduct an investigation of the Clintons and could close down the foundation, but none of them do.
Mm-hmm. What did they get? Did they get J. Edgar Hoover's personal profile of every leader in the country or something? I mean, what is it that the Clintons have on everybody? She even said quite arrogantly, and I think quite revealing at the same time, she said, follow the money. And, you follow the money and you have all these things. I mean, it's interesting that here it is. We've got injured families from 9/11 that, we've got this uproar going on with the passage of this bill that they can sue Saudi Arabia. But I question how much money, the Clinton Foundation has gotten.
Well, this is what I think infuriates everybody is that, you know, there's a standard of law that I think it's reasonable to expect that, you know, the former First Lady, Secretary of State is going to follow. And when you get Comey at the FBI saying she's extremely careless with her emails, you see people like, Huma Abedin sending 3/4 of her emails to a Yahoo account, completely offline of the State Department, and she doesn't get prosecuted. I mean, these are the kinds of things where people, rightfully, I think, say, you know, this is just not right. This is just not the way the United States is supposed to operate. Why do the Clintons get this pass when nobody else is getting this pass?
Mm-hmm. Well, everybody around them, interestingly enough, everybody around them that could possibly be suspect has been given
immunity.
Immunity. So it's like, well, what did we get for the immunity? We got Zippo. We got a couple of laptops that we ended up destroying.
Yeah, right.
God only knows what was on those laptops.
Take a hammer to it. You know, take a hammer to it. I mean, this is outrageous behavior, and the Clintons get away with it.
Well, like you say, Dr. Corsi, there's the rule of law for the minions, and then there's the rule of law or no law for the Clintons. And partners in crime, the Clinton scheme to monetize the White House for personal profit, you know, just brings it out all the more. It's no wonder the grassroots are just beyond themselves, and it's like they don't want to talk about it because nobody cares at this point, as she would say. More from Dr. Corsi after this.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4222. Or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
The slogan of my campaign is Stronger Together. Because I think if we work together, if we overcome the divisiveness that sometimes sets Americans against one another, it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
Who do you think you are, girl?
Materials very seriously and always have. So I am very committed to taking classified information seriously. I want to appoint Supreme Court justices who understand the way the world really works. I want a Supreme Court that will stick with Roe v. Wade and a woman's right to choose, and I want a Supreme Court that will stick with marriage equality.
Believe me, she has tremendous hate in her heart. And when she said deplorables, she meant it. And when she said irredeemable, they're irredeemable. You didn't mention that. But when she said they're irredeemable, to me that might have been even worse. I'm looking for judges, and I've actually picked 20 of them. People that will respect the Constitution of the United States. And I think that this is so important. Also, the Second Amendment, which is totally under siege by people like Hillary Clinton. They'll respect the Second Amendment and what it stands for, what it represents. So important to me.
One woman wrote me about her son, Felix. She adopted him from Ethiopia when he was a toddler. He's 10 years old now. This is the only country he's ever known. And he listens to Donald on TV, and he said to his mother one day, will he send me back to Ethiopia if he gets elected? And there's a lot of fear. In fact, teachers and parents are calling it the Trump effect. Bullying is up. A lot of people are feeling, you know, uneasy. A lot of kids are expressing their concerns.
Can't believe a word you say. Lies, lies.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Just the way you like me, Bill Martinez coming at you fresh every day. Dr. Jerome Corsi, number one New York Times best-selling author, is with us. His latest book, Partners in Crime, The Clinton Scheme to Monetize the White House for Personal Profit. Dr. Corsi, she says she wants to be for all of America, but except if you're deplorable and irredeemable. I'm not sure, you know, what basket we fall in here, you know, either deplorable or irredeemable, but she wants to be, you know, for all Americans. I don't know how she squares up that line.
Well, in fact, it's just breaking on the interview right now, this new Podesta dump that Podesta says that we got a problem with Hillary and that she hates everyday Americans. You know, how are we going to present her? She better say she loves everyday Americans so we can once... So we can use the line that she's running for president for everyday Americans. I mean, Hillary and Bill Clinton are elitists of the highest order.
Mm-hmm.
They want to run around in the billionaire circles. They want to, you know, have all this huge... There's never enough money for the Clintons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they stole a couple $100 billion out of the foundation. You know, $1 million, isn't that enough?
Yeah.
The foundation's a $2 billion foundation. I mean, and they go around saying they've done all this charitable good for all these millions of people. And then I interviewed the people in Haiti protesting Schneiderman closing down the Trump Foundation, but not, you know, the Attorney General of New York,
right,
but not closing down the Clinton Foundation for bigger offenses on their tax statements. Mm-hmm. And the Haitians say, keep the Clintons out of here. They stole hundreds of millions from us, maybe
right,
billions, you know.
Exactly.
And
yeah, and all their cronies were paid off, and in fact, all they got to do, I mean, what is the difference here, Jerry? I mean, you got people from Haiti outside of the Clinton Foundation offices in New York, not that far away from the Attorney General's office, by the
right,
way, and he ignores them. I don't see people picketing the Trump Foundation, do you?
No, and this is the point, is that, you know, Trump Foundation is relatively small, and, you know, it maybe didn't file a form it should have filed, but... Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like the Clinton Foundation, which I've pointed out in my book, is patently fraudulent in the financial statements. I mean,
mm-hmm,
UNITAID gives them a lot of money through the UN in Geneva, the World Health Organization, and in no year does the Clinton Foundation report getting from the World Health Organization what the World Health Organization says they gave to the Clintons.
Right.
I mean, you know, this is pass-through accounts, mm-hmm, you know, a stock off the board, you know, you get... Stock options, we find out, come up in these cases that Bill Clinton gets from doing favors for people who contribute to the foundation. And the whole thing's a giant scam. This is the problem with Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think it's sticking when Trump calls her Crooked Hillary.
Exactly.
Because the Clintons seem to think they can get away with anything, including rape and abusing the victims of the rape. I mean, it was startling to see these women at the second debate. And now, you know, Clinton, I think rightfully, like, you know, Bill Cosby is going to be hounded by people saying rapist at every one of his speeches.
Right, exactly. And then look what happened. The other thing, too, which has been minimized, Sean Smith's mother, who every time you see her, Jerry, my heart breaks for her.
Well, Hillary came to, I remember watching when the caskets came back from Benghazi, when they went out to Andrews Air Force Base or wherever it was in Washington.
Right.
And Hillary comes on and, you know, she's apologizing for this movie, which they know is not the cause of the death. And remember, when Hillary said, you know, what's wrong with Benghazi? Who died there? Remember, she said,
yeah, I know.
Died at Benghazi.
She forgot again. See, talking about this earlier. She keeps forgetting stuff. I mean, what happens when we get to the point when she needs to remember the nuclear codes? Oh, I forgot.
Well, and she's had these painting spells. She's had these, you know, lapses of memory would show up in the emails. They say Hillary's got to sleep. We've got to write her memos because she isn't remembering her schedule.
Right.
Make sure she knows when she's supposed to make this call. Well, you know, busy people need reminding, but not because they need to sleep or they're falling down and fainting or they have mental incapacity resulting from a concussion.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, exactly.
Issues, and Hillary will not go to a, you know, qualified independent neurologist. There are plenty of them in New York. I can, you know, name her a list of them. Mount Sinai, we can go down the list here in New York.
Well, she passed several on her way to her daughter's house, right, at the 9/11 deal.
She did.
You know,
she
so,
did.
Yeah.
And she shouldn't have stopped at Mount Sinai. They could have done it for her right there. You
exactly.
Know what I mean?
And we get
independent results released to the public. You know, that's not the Clinton way.
No.
The Clinton way is to lie and to attack the victim, saying these women are all bimbos, they're all lying. I mean, and yet the left press, you know, they would, you know, call the dinosaur press, or Rush Limbaugh calls the, you know, the drive-by press.
Yeah, drive-by media, yeah.
Drive-by media, you know, they refuse to report anything negative to the Clintons, you know, including that Paula Jones, one of these sexual victims, well, Bill paid her $850,000, you know, in leaving the White House in 1999. To settle her accusations that he'd exposed himself to her and advanced on her sexually.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, why is he going to settle that case to pay $850,000 if Paula Jones didn't have a point? He lost his law license over that.
Yeah, why did he lose his law license? Why was he impeached? You know, all these questions that still hang out there, but people just, you know, we have such short memories, and this is what the Clintons rely on, because we're so inundated with scandals and other stories about the Clintons that it's just endless. I mean, you're brain bruised after a couple of days, you know?
And they are tied in financially with the elite in New York and Washington and around the world. So the publishing community, you know, Carlos Slim has an investment fund, you know, set up with Bill Clinton. You know, they run offshore, and he's the owner, one of the major owners of the New York Times. Well, the New York Times isn't going to publish anything adverse to Clinton when, you know, its owner is buddy-buddy with the Clinton Foundation. Mm-hmm.
What did you make of Podesta's claim? I mean, this is what you love about progressives and the Clintons, and that is that when everything happens to them, they blame somebody else. I mean, she blamed Abraham Lincoln the other night. Podesta's blaming the Russians. I mean, you know. Well, at least they're not blaming Bush now, you know, for a moment, I guess.
Well, they won't blame Abraham Lincoln. You know, Honest Dave is responsible for Hillary's lying. No figure.
Well, you know, it's all about pretzel logic. You know, if you're not willing to be flexible and go along with this and just, you know, let your mind be melded and twisted time and time again, you're just not on the Hillary Clinton team. That's all.
Well,
you know?
We got 1 month left, and you know, Trump did much better in the second debate. I think this last month, with Drudge drip, drip, dripping all these emails.
Well, we're out of time. We got to leave it right there. Dr. Jerome Corsi, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Jerome.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. flu vaccines available while supplies last. If restrictions apply in some states, see pharmacy for details.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Carlin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
You know, we've seen these crazy diets to lose weight, right? You know, some of us have tried many of them. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply saturates the body with nutrition, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Sweating during a good workout at the gym is a release of all 90 essential nutrients, leading to a further deficiency, causing an even greater craving for carbs, sugars, and fats. Diet and exercise cannot curb appetite, like saturation of mineral vitamins, amino acids, and essential fatty acids. Stop the weight gain cycle and lose weight the easy way with properly blended, specifically targeted nutrition. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Fighting cravings is a losing fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, that's 855-305-8326. 855-305-8326.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's all about you and for you, America. That's what the show is all about. Thank you for joining us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. You know, as the U.S. population ages, the prevalence of arthritis, one of the most common and disabling joint conditions, is expected to grow to affect 25%, one in four U.S. adults, by the year 2030. With so many Americans suffering from bone and joint pain, there is tremendous anticipation surrounding this year's recognition of bone and joint. This is what happens when you put the two together. You come up with boint. I will spell it out for you. Bone and Joint Health Awareness Week, which is going to take place October the 12th through the 20th of this year, as treatment options for joint care will be highlighted. Here to tell us all about it is a real doctor, by the way. He just not only plays one on TV, he's a real doctor. Dr. Kai Winther, U.S. medical spokesperson for GOPO Rose Hip with galactolipids. Now, I've been looking forward just to say GOPO Rose Hip with galactolipids. My tongue just kind of rolls right off of that, Dr. Winther. I hope that's okay. It's only to demonstrate my tongue is not greatly affected by anything of an arthritic nature at this point, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So I can say that. So welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Surely I jest, Dr. Winther, but thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you.
Let's get serious. Let's talk bone and joint pain. So what causes it?
You see, joint pain comes from the cartilage because the cartilage is worn out. It has get old. It is shrinking, and because the cartilage is not any longer as young and as strong as it should be, you start to have pain.
Mm-hmm. So this is all just a normal course of aging, right?
This is absolutely a normal course of aging. And in Europe, we normally would say that osteoarthritis is not a disease. It's a natural way of aging. Mm-hmm. I mean, like your skin. If you look at your skin, it also changes from year to year when you grow older. Mm-hmm. And it's the same with your cartilage. It differs when you get older. And what we have been spending time on now for 20 years is to find treatments which can keep your cartilage going. So you can keep your cartilage young.
Right. So all this is in, I like that. I like that in Europe, that they don't necessarily look at it as a disease. It's just kind of, part of the journey of life
that we go through, right? It's a kind of natural aging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what can those suffering do to get some relief?
You see, for many years, doctors believed that glucosamine and also to some extent chondroitin could help. And this was very natural to believe that because in the cartilage we have glucosamine and chondroitin. Mm-hmm. But as years passed by, it became more and more evident that glucosamine did not work at all. If compared to placebo, it was similar to placebo. Mm-hmm. And this came out in a huge paper in British Medical Journal some years ago. And from that day, we had to realize, well, we need to find something new, something which is better. Mm-hmm. And we have been doing investigations on many different plants here in Europe. And I have been through a lot of plants. But I'm very proud to tell you that we had a nice study comparing glucosamine and this goporosip. And after 8 weeks of treatment, the goporosip was superior to glucosamine.
Really?
On pain and stiffness and daily activity.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, the thing is with all these different type of supplements, as you know, Dr. Winter, everybody's body is different. And I know for a long time, as you say, it was maybe placebo-like. But if people were getting relief from it, not bad. But if you got something mo better, as they would say, and it's proving effective, then, this is great news for us.
Yeah. I mean, people are strange. Placebo will have some impact. There was what we call a meta-analysis. This means that we put everything together, what is known about placebo and osteoarthritis. And mm-hmm. it came out that 50%, it means every other patient who received placebo for pain because of osteoarthritis, mm-hmm. he will feel better.
Yes.
So from that angle, it is very important to tell you that if you are running a study on goporosip, then 82% will reply, well, we do feel better.
Wow,
so this means it is much better than placebo. And
exactly.
This is the cornerstone. It should be better than placebo. Even though placebo may work to some extent, the product you are going to sell from the shelf in the store, it must be better than placebo. And this is the very nice story to tell about the goporosip. 82% of patients with osteoarthritis, they will reply after a short time of treatment, well, we feel better, we have less pain, we do feel better.
That's awesome. That's great. And this this goporosip that we're talking about, this is all readily available, or is this by prescription?
It is available in the States. It's available in Walgreens, the Vitamin Shop, and many other retail outlets. And you can even find GoPro website. There is gowithgopro.com where you can go and read about the product.
Mm-hmm.
And you can even find our papers.
Well, that leads to the next question, you know, some people would have here, Dr. Winter, and that is that, you know, are supplements as effective as prescription medications?
In this case with the GoPro, it is very easy to answer you because we were running placebo-controlled studies and one group received goporosip and the other received placebo.
Mm-hmm.
And after treating for 3 months, we could see that the consumption of prescription medicine for pain and also the consumption of Tylenol declined by 50% in the group receiving the goporosip compared to the placebo.
What is it about
this? This was a very clear indication.
Yeah.
This powder really works.
Mm-hmm.
And there was also a meta-analysis on the rosip powder showing that the goporosip is 3 times better than Tylenol in relieving pain from osteoarthritis. So I do dare to say that it works.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, and maybe you answered the question there, is that what makes the GoPro rose hip with galactolipids so effective?
What we have been able to show from basic research is that the GoPro rose hip works as an anti-inflammatory agent. And in a laboratory in Switzerland, they have also been able to show that if you take cartilage cells from the human joint, knee joint, and you make experiments in a laboratory, then the GoPro improves the quality of the cartilage cells. They multiply better and they are more healthy. So we can improve the quality of cartilage.
Mm-hmm.
So this is at least 2 ways it works. It is anti-inflammatory and it improves the quality of the cartilage. And then the GoPro rose hip is also a very strong antioxidant.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's excellent. You know, that's been the focus of, you know, what we hear about in the advertising, advertisements on television and research and that, that is available to most of us. And that is that whatever we can do to rebuild the cartilage in the knees and in the joint areas, this is all a plus. And, you know, people have been pursuing all kinds of different remedies. But this GoPro rose hip with galactolipids, you know, with this kind of success ratio, this is quite the breakthrough, isn't it?
It is a breakthrough. I mean, what really irritates me as a doctor is if I go on the pedestrian street in Copenhagen, mm-hmm. I can see so many different food supplements on sale in different stores, mm-hmm. and there is only very, very few who have documented effect on osteoarthritis.
Right.
A lot of them are fakes, but there is a few of them who really have documentation, and and the GoPro rose hip is one of them.
Well, we definitely have to check that out. Where can our listeners find more information, Dr. Winter?
You see, if you go on the internet, there is gowithgopo.com you can look into. There you can find a lot of the research behind this product.
Mm-hmm. When the doctor says GoPro, that's GOPO.com, GOPO, for GoPro Rose Hip with galactolipids. Dr. Kai Winter has been with us on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you,
this
doctor.
This report is brought to you by Travelers. The findings of the 2016 Travelers Risk Index have been released, identifying what worries Americans most. This year's survey found financial security is the top concern for consumers, while business leaders see rising medical costs as their biggest threat. Patrick Gee, Senior Vice President of Claim at Travelers.
The report uncovered some shared concerns among consumers and business leaders relative to things like cyber threats, a changing workforce, and also severe weather. The good news is there are steps they can take to protect their families, finances, homes, and also their workplaces. We recommend carrying out a risk assessment and discussing your needs with a risk advisor.
Business leaders and consumers alike worry about the changing workforce. More than one quarter of consumers fear they won't have the skills to compete, and almost half of business leaders worry they won't be able to attract and retain talent. Additionally, more than half of Americans surveyed rank cyber threats as one of their biggest concerns. For the full results, visit travelers.com/risk index. That's travelers.com/risk index. This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. Crank up the grill this football season using a do-it-all marinade to score big with family and friends. Ben Napier.
Grilling is essential at a tailgate, but stocking up on ingredients can be costly. That's why we love to use our do-it-all marinade. Just mix 3 parts olive oil, 2 parts soy sauce, and 1 part each Worcester and balsamic. Plus a dash of lemon juice, Dijon, pepper, and garlic. Drizzle it over some chicken in a bag and let it marinate in the fridge for about 4 hours.
Aaron Napier.
For our tailgating essentials, we use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card at wholesale clubs and grocery stores because we earn 2% cash back. We also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we don't diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, Bill Martinez Live is offering Clemson University's study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 855-305-8326.
I wanna live this life unsafe, unsure, but not afraid.
Bill Martinez. Your opinions. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, it's just the way you like it. All about you, where your opinion really does count. You know, we've lived in a politically correct, area of life and zone for so long that it has really hampered the communication process. Is it any wonder that it's almost like we need to call time out and learn how to talk to one another, how to communicate with one another, and not be so easily offended, because we've just been so wrongfully conditioned by what we talk about these days. And if somebody has an adverse opinion, you know, we choose to be insulted as opposed to, you know, listening to what the person is saying so that we can advance the process. And, this is what our founding fathers realized, why our First Amendment right was so critical. So, we've got pain ahead to get through this process, but we'll be all the better for it. I am assured of that, and I want you to be assured of that as well. It's just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. You know, on March 30th, 1981, at 2:27 p.m., six shots were fired from a .22 caliber pistol at the Hilton Hotel in Washington, D.C. On one side of the gun was an aimless and deranged young man misguided by an obsession with American actress Jodie Foster, as you'll recall. His intended victim, the U.S. president. Though he failed in his assassination attempt, he succeeded in changing not only a presidency, but a man and a marriage. Rod Laurie is with us, and Rod is the director of Killing Reagan. National Geographic Channel goes deep inside this harrowing moment in U.S. history with Killing Reagan, which is based on the New York Times best-selling book by Bill O'Reilly and Martin Dugard. The two-hour movie event is the fourth in a successful partnership between the National Geographic Channel, Scott Free, and O'Reilly, with the previous three collaborations being Killing Lincoln, Killing Kennedy, and Killing Jesus. And it will air this weekend, right, Rod?
That is right. It's going to air Sunday night, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central, and all the other times associated with it. But I'll tell you, I really have been looking forward to it. What a treat for you to be involved with this project.
Well, it really was, and here's the odd thing, Bill. You know, it's it's not going to shock you that any filmmaker is liberal, but almost everyone connected with this film, you know, we're mostly Democrats, and I'm getting, and I've made all my movies have had a strong liberal bent, and then I get this phone call from my agent saying, "Hey, do you want to do Killing Reagan?" And I said, "You mean the Bill O'Reilly book?" And he said, "Yes." And I said, "Well, I guess, well, I'll look at it."
Yeah.
And you know, it turns out that it's rather nonpartisan. Mm-hmm. You know, the actual assassination attempt.
Right.
And as much as most of us and myself personally had a problem with Reagan as president, there's absolutely no doubt that how he survived that assassination attempt, and what he did with it, how he sort of calmed the nation, that was a real man. You know, that was a real dignified guy.
Right.
And that was a guy, you know, so much so that in 1984, I voted for him. And,
wow.
You know, I've never done that since and didn't do that before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it means voting Republican. But there was just no doubt that this guy had something about him that elevated him, you know, beyond most politicians of my lifetime, I would say, or any politician of my lifetime.
Well, Rod, a lot of people, you know, saw that, and in their own interpretation of what happened on that day and succeeding those days, as you say, you know, that this really defined a man, a marriage, and really a country. You know, whenever there's adversity that comes into play, people are so shocked by it, but it's the response to an attempted assassination by all parties involved, and this was, you know, this reverberated throughout, not only inside with Ronald Reagan and Nancy, but, you know, throughout his administration and, you know, through we the people as well, right?
Well, what happened also is that, and we show this in the film, and this is a really important part of the film, is that after he was shot and he survived it, you know, Reagan told people, and very specifically, and it's in the book and it's in the movie, that he thought that God had spared him, and spared him for a reason. And whereas before the assassination attempt, he was a very effective politician, but he was guided a lot by his staff. You know, he was given scripts, he was given note cards when he was on the telephone, and after that, he decided to take matters into his own hands. He became much more self-deliberative, And it was really interesting. He began to have faith in himself because he thought that he had been spared by God, and his religiosity sort of grew. Now, so that which did not kill him made him stronger. On the other hand, Nancy sort of freaked out because that's her husband she saw on the operating table, and within a minute of being dead. And that's when the astrologer came in, and that's when she began to really take command of his hirings and his firings and his schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, I think you're exactly right, Bill, that there was a gigantic change in the tenor of the marriage and the tenor of the presidency after that.
Well, the general perception, I would say, Rod, when he was shot, because of his own attitude and his spunkiness and the way we perceived and the way it was reported, it was almost like this was a flesh wound. But this was really very serious. I mean, as you say, he was probably within maybe micro inches of being dead.
Yeah, and that is exactly correct. And what you're going to see in this movie is about as accurate a depiction, you know, to the most molecular movement of the characters of what happened in the assassination attempt and afterward. And I'll say this about Reagan, going back to what I said earlier, is that he realized that the more dignified that he behaved, the more he could inspire the nation. He turned urine into lemonade. And it was, you know, this guy has a bullet in him. He doesn't realize it yet, but he's feeling the pain of a bullet in him. They bring him to the hospital. They're going to carry him in, but he insists, because maybe there are going to be cameras there, and he's going to walk out, you know, button his jacket. He walks in, and when he's in the privacy of the hallway hospital, that's when he allows himself to collapse.
Wow.
And, you know, he did the famous Honey, I Forgot to Duck.
Yeah, that's right.
You know,
exactly.
I hope you're all Republicans.
Yeah.
And you contrast that, and, you know, I don't know if I'm walking into a lion's den here, but You remember when Trump was on stage and the Secret Service had to jump up because maybe a guy was...
Exactly. Yeah, there's been a couple of attempts, yeah.
Well, it looked like Trump was about to go to the bathroom on stage. I mean, he was terrified. And,
And
you contrast that with Reagan. I mean, nobody is Ronald Reagan. I'll give you that. That guy really knew how to soothe the nation. He was stylish. He was dignified. He may have been wrong in his politics, but he was right in the way that he presented himself to the world. That guy was a president. And, and I think one of the reasons why I think that our movie's going to be so successful is that the current Republican has made even Democrats nostalgic for Reagan. Myself included.
Exactly.
True.
Well, I think that part of what is being pointed out here and what I hear from you, Ron, is this is about leadership. You know, it's been a while since this country has been able to realize some leadership. Though you might say that the initial part of his presidency was that he relied on people. He hired right and gave them charge. And maybe too much so, to your point. And then after the assassination attempt, he came out and he realized that, look, he needed to be more active. He could not just trust people, he needed to. And I think that's probably where Trust and Verify, was born, don't you think?
Right, and you're exactly right. And I think that, I actually think that one of the reasons why President Obama had such a high popularity rating right now is because I think that he looks back on the Reagan years and looks to the notion that the sort of epidermic appearance of the president is very important. And he's also a stylish guy and also carries with him an air of dignity in a different way than Reagan, not the same people. But he understands the absolute importance of that. And this movie is half about Reagan. It's also half about John Hinckley, the guy who tried to assassinate him.
Who's now out, right? I mean, he's been...
He's out, yeah.
He's out now, right?
We're all looking over our shoulders at the premiere.
Yeah,
but,
right.
Yeah, he didn't show. But, he is... the irony is that he tried to kill Reagan because he wanted to become famous in order to impress Jodie Foster.
Exactly.
And he didn't impress Jodie Foster, but he certainly is famous, and we're going to make him a little more famous because, he's impeccably portrayed by this young actor, Kyle Moore. And I think, by the way, that you're going to be really blown away by these performances.
Well, yeah, you got a great lineup. Matheson, as Ronald Reagan, right?
Yeah. And I was a film critic a long time ago, and I was always fascinated by political films and fascinated by people paying real presidents. And now from here on in, you cannot talk about the great performances of real presidents without mentioning Tim.
Yes.
I mean, when you watch this film, your jaw is going to drop.
Right.
It's going to drop. I mean, you're not.
Yeah, I tell you, in seeing the trailer, I was greatly impressed, with his portrayal of Ronald Reagan, killing Reagan on Nat Geo channel. This will be on Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. And so join the rest of us because we're going to be enjoying it. Rod Lurie, the director of Killing Reagan on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Rod.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Worried about...